congratulations. In order, just your thoughts on signing a one-year deal with the Blues yesterday.
Well, thank you. It's pretty exciting to get a chance to play for the team that you grew up watching and to put on the jersey that that kind of helped you fall in love with the game of hockey, and pretty special, I think, for me and my family and a lot of my friends as well.
I know that the Blues have had a lot of success as of late, and they're a very well-positioned organization, but was the prospect of being able to play in your hometown the biggest motivating factor here?
I think along with them being a team that I view as pretty close to achieving the ultimate goal in hockey, and a lot of us talked last year about teams as the playoffs were starting, about teams that we felt were going to go deep and teams that we'd like their chances, and almost everybody came up with the Blues, and I just think that they're a very balanced team that doesn't seem to have many weaknesses. And you hear a lot of guys talk about, later on in their careers, of they want to go to a contender, they want to win, and time flies in this profession, and next year marks my seventh year, and it's flown by, and you don't want to be sitting around thinking, maybe I missed an opportunity to play for a really good team and a good organization and miss my chance of hopefully winning a Stanley Cup, and that was another part of my decision.
Well, and for you, your high-level hockey in junior and college and professional, you haven't played in St. Louis, you haven't played in your hometown since minor hockey. How much of an adjustment in a good or bad way do you think it's going to be?
I think it'll be a positive adjustment. I think it'll be good because I'll feel even more pressure, I think, to perform well, and knowing that I've got a lot of family and friends that kind of live and die with the Blues organization. And, I saw a lot of my friends and how pumped they were with how well the Blues were playing this year, and then how excited they've been about the franchise for the last handful of years. They've kind of retooled and rebuilt everything, and it's an exciting time to be a member of this organization.
Chris Butler's with us, St. Louis Blues defenseman, joining us down the Subway Restaurants Fresh Take Hotline. So how did this all come about? I guess take us through the process of eventually agreeing to this deal with St. Louis.
They kind of reached out, I think it was probably the first or second day of free agency, and I had a short conversation with my agent, and then, a lot of the bigger names kind of went off the list. There was a conversation with my agent and the general manager of the Blues, and he said Ken Hitchcock would like to talk to Chris. So I was actually on my honeymoon and had about a 15-minute conversation with Ken Hitchcock, and we just talked about a number of different scenarios, and then he was very honest and upfront with me and talked a little bit about my game and where they'd see me fitting in. And then I guess just this past Monday, I had a sit down with Doug Armstrong and again, we had another good conversation and talked about, not only short term, but long term possibilities. And it felt like the right fit for me.
Well, I was going to ask you because, it took 2.5 weeks for you to finally sign with a team and whether or not that was nerve-wracking, but it sounds like you had plenty of dialogue throughout. So was there ever any worry that maybe this would drag on a little bit longer than you would have liked?
Yeah, it definitely dragged on a lot longer than I thought it was going to initially, and that's just not with St. Louis, but just the whole process in general. And it was nerve-wracking, and you never know where conversations are going to ultimately lead, and it's tough to tell how sincere the interest is. And we'd spoken with a handful of different teams and organizations, and it's and until there's offers and money on the table, then it's pretty much it's not serious. And it took a little while longer than maybe I had anticipated, but I couldn't be happy with the end result.
So you did have some other conversations with some other teams. Were any of them really serious at all?
Yeah. Right until the end, I thought it was down to about three different teams.
Okay.
And this felt like this was going to be the best fit for me and the best organization, and both for me and for my family.
What about conversations here in Calgary with the Flames? How did they let you know that they were going in a different direction? How did that all kind of come to be?
I had a real good conversation with Brian Burke at the end of the season and Craig Conroy, and they were honest at the time, and they just said, look, we're not sure what's going to happen. Obviously, the GM position hadn't been filled at that point. So we had a good conversation. They said they'd be in touch, and they were. And it sounded to me like they were going to move in a different direction. They wanted a different type of player to kind of fill those minutes that I was playing, and I completely understand that. And they were honest and upfront with me the whole way. So I certainly have no bad feelings, and couldn't say anything bad about Berkey or about Brad. So it was an honest conversation. I think that's all you can really ask for.
He's brand new St. Louis Blues defenseman Chris Butler joining us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. Chris, you played 82 games with the Flames last year, and that was your first full 82-game season. You'd played full seasons before, but obviously a lockout-shortened year and then some injuries in your first year with Calgary. But to play all 82 games, how proud are you of what you accomplished last season?
Well, I think it's a testament to the work that you put in the summertime, and I take my hat off to my trainer. You know, outside of that one freak injury that I had my first year in Calgary where I got cut by the skate, I've been pretty healthy, and we kind of changed some things that I was doing in the weight room and preparation-wise that I feel like it really allowed me to play a full season and to feel healthy and feel fresh throughout the entire process. It's a lot, and sometimes you have to play through things and bumps and bruises and whatever they may be, but I've been scratched enough in my career that you don't want to be sitting on the sidelines. You enjoy playing, and it would take a lot, I think, to come out of the lineup if you're not really injured.
Was last season the most comfortable you've ever felt in the NHL?
I think with different parts of my game, yeah. I felt like I kind of defined myself a little bit more last year, that was going to be more of a defensive defenseman. And, you know, it was fun playing with a guy like Chris Russell who moved the puck so well. And you knew that he was going to jump up in the play. And your job was to kind of, maybe sit back sometimes. And then at the same time, it was killing penalties. And Gio and I spent a lot of time together on the penalty kill. And I felt like we started to read off each other really well, obviously, when he got back from injury. And we did a good job killing penalties. So I felt like I kind of defined myself as a stay-at-home and a penalty-killing defenseman.
Three seasons with the Flames and a lot of growth in those 3 years. How do you look back on your overall 3 years with Calgary?
I think it was frustrating just because we never made the playoffs. It's over the course of an 82-game season, if you let one or two games slip away, those are the games that always seem to cost you in the long run. And I think my biggest regret is that first year, obviously when we had Brent Sutter and Kipper and Iggy and Bo and all those guys were still there, not making the playoffs. And I felt like we had a good team and guys were getting healthy at that point. It just, had we gotten into the playoffs, who knows what could have happened. I'm not saying we could have won it, but you never know. You look at LA, I think that year got in as the 8th seed, and that was the first year they won it. It's a crapshoot when you get in the playoffs, and I think missing the playoffs is my biggest regret.
With Chris Butler, St. Louis Blues defenseman, former Flames blue liner, joining us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. You turned 28 in October, so still plenty of time ahead of you in your professional career. I'm just curious, but now you've kind of established yourself and where you are and that, hey, I am an NHL defenseman. Where do you kind of see yourself? What kind of role have you carved out for yourself in the NHL?
I want to be a guy that is put out there for important minutes, you know, and when you need a penalty kill late in the game and you're up by a goal or you need someone to block a shot, you know, down the stretch, and a guy that's willing to do little things that play, I think, an important role in the game. And I don't think I'm ever going to be a guy that scores 60 to 70 points from the back end, but I want to establish myself where I can get into that 20, 25 point range and chip in and score more than a couple of goals a year.
You have had conversation, as you mentioned, with Ken Hitchcock, with Doug Armstrong, and they've kind of given you an indication as to where they see you in the Blues plan. So where are you kind of in their plans going forward?
I'd rather not say too much about those conversations,
okay.
Just kind of out of respect for those guys. But I see it as a tremendous opportunity to compete for ice time and to compete for minutes. It'll be nice for me going into a situation where I'm comfortable with a lot of guys. You know, having played with Bo, having played with Jordan Leopold, played with some of these guys in international tournaments before, and then these are the guys that I typically skate with in the summertime as I'm preparing for the season. So knowing that you kind of have a bit of a rapport with a lot of the guys is, is nice. I mean, I'll never forget when I got traded to Calgary, I looked at the roster and I didn't know a single soul. And it's just a bit of an unsettling feeling walking the locker room the first day. You know, as good as the guys all are, it still makes it a bit nerve-wracking even at our age.
Well, and I was going to ask you about that. Jay Bouwmeester, you spent a lot of time with him in those first two seasons that you played with the Flames. Kind of cool to be joining him on the Blues once again?
Yeah, it will be. Actually, just got a text from Bo today and talked a little bit. And Bo's a great guy and spent a lot of time with him in his couple of years in Calgary there when we were together, and obviously played with him the one season. And he's a guy that doesn't get the credit I don't think that he deserves. He's one of the most well-conditioned hockey players that I've ever seen. He plays through a lot of injuries and a lot of things that people would never even notice, and he would never even tell anybody. So he's done a tremendous job in St. Louis, and I know they're very happy with him here, and it'll be fun to see him again.
Well, you mentioned it. You've already had a honeymoon this summer and a brand new team. It's been a pretty hectic few weeks for you, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. I've been to two college graduations. I've been to four weddings and then my own, and and then I'm moving tomorrow to Minnesota. So I'm looking forward to slowing down a little bit here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, Chris, I know that it's a pretty mutually held or pretty universally held feeling around the Calgary media. Really enjoyed you and interactions with you in your 3 years with the Flames. It was a pleasure getting an opportunity to talk with you on a pretty daily basis. And best of luck with the St. Louis Blues. Thanks so much for spending some time with us today.
You bet. Thanks, Pat. I appreciate it.